When I was first starting with my business and then later on with my online business, I was always super nervous about what's gonna happen. Am I gonna succeed? Am I gonna fail? I doubted myself. I lacked the confidence that I needed. And all of the time, you know, I spent overthinking things and it was just a disaster. Yet, still, you know, step after step, I managed to create my business. I managed to grow it. And I managed to, you know, travel the world, help a lot of people along the way, coach really extraordinary clients and do all of those things that I really enjoy doing. Now, right now, when I start doing something new, it isn't like that. Like, of course, sometimes when something is super scary and very out of my comfort zone, I still do have those fears, I still do have those doubts. Sometimes I'm not super confident. However, in general, when I start doing something new, for example, when I read a book on relationships or something like that, I can already know that what I'm reading, I can implement and I'm gonna get results that I want to get. So how can I do that? How can you be sure that whenever you want to achieve something, whether it's in sports or in your business, in your job, you can actually make it happen and you can be super confident about it? Well, you know, for me, the thing that changed the most was that I started creating certain systems. So I talk about this a lot in my Success Systems course, but just in general, it helps a lot if you have certain systems that help you keep organized. For example, if you have things like a Google Calendar that you schedule everything on, and you just know that whatever you schedule on the calendar is going to get done, that's going to help you out a lot. Or if you're using certain to-do list systems and you actually use them, you get things done, you don't procrastinate them, again, that's gonna help you a lot. Now, this is what it looks like when I actually start something new, and this is why it's so easy for me to actually, you know that I'm gonna be able to master something and be really, really calm about it. So whenever I learn something new, let's say 3 months ago, I decided that I want to improve my relationships. I was really bad at communication, I wasn't really a great person with keeping up with relationships, and I had very many bad relationships in the past with my ex-girlfriends, with my parents, with other friends. You know, I really suck at these things. However, when, you know, I decided for myself, like, hey, okay, I want to work on this, I already knew exactly what I need to do. So the first thing that I did is I added it to my vision statement. Then I went and I figured out what are the activities they need to be doing. So, you know, again, we're going through the process of vision, mission and goals. So the first part was to determine, okay, this is what I want to achieve. I want to be better at relationships, and that means that, you know, I want to have a normal conversation with my parents, I want to stay in touch with my friends, and I want to be able to communicate well with my girlfriend and, you know, not argue more than once per week or something like that, right? So the second thing I did is I went through many books on this topic, and I started implementing things. Whenever I would see something actionable, I would just say, like, okay, I can implement this, and I would put it in my calendar to make sure that I make time for it, and then later on make it happen. Now, the third thing that helped me the most was going out and talking to successful people that have already done something like that before. So when I'm struggling with relationships, I contacted a few of people that I know that are really, really amazing at relationships, at communication, and I asked them, hey, which books should I read? Is there any online courses that I should check out? Or, you know, if there's a question, can I ask you a super specific question that I don't know how to figure out by myself? So I went to and I read the books, I had a few questions, I asked a few people to answer those specific questions for me, and then I made things happen because everything was connected to my systems. So if you want to develop this yourself, if you want to be able to reach any goal that you set for yourself, here's a very simple framework that you can follow if you want to make sure that actually happens. First, make sure that the thing that you decide to do is in your vision, mission, and mission statement, and of course, also in your weekly goals. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing, reach out to the people that are really, really amazing at the thing that you're trying to achieve. Third thing, ask these people, hey, what are the books that I should read? What are the online courses that I should check out? Is there anything else, you know, is there any other way that I should start learning these things? And fourth, once you go through these things, go back, ask those people who gave you the advice, tell them, hey, I read this book, I implemented this, these things worked. On the other hand, these things didn't work. Can you give me some suggestions on what I can improve, what I can do better than that? And then if you just repeat this process, if you go to people, implement their advice, read the books that they give you, go through the online courses, you are going to master the things that you want to master. And once you do that for a while, you will see that it's going to be really, really easy for you to take on any new challenge, because you can use the same process. If you want to succeed in a business, if you want to succeed in a job, or even in sports, or in, you know, getting the six-pack that you want, or anything like that. By using this very simple framework, you can achieve anything that you want. You know, okay, maybe not something like you can't become a NBA dunk champion if you are only like a meter and a half high. However, you know, as long as realistic things go, it might take a longer amount of time. However, if you use this process, if you model the people that are really successful at something that you want to achieve, then it's going to be much easier for you to actually achieve it, as long as you also have the systems that allow you to be supported and to keep doing the things that you want to be doing, like the calendar systems, organizing systems, and all of those things like that.